You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. So, yeah, I tell you what, I got a caller I held on during the break. Let me grab that first. Line one, Paula from Lacey Springs. Hey, Paula, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm glad you are, too.
I am. Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Well, during elections, I really don't like mudslinging. I think people need to be positive as much as they can, but when the candidates are pretty much equal and you like both of them, they seem to be what you're looking for, I appreciate somebody bringing out other facts that I would not otherwise know, even though I do try to research candidates as much as I can. But when somebody's new on the scene and there's just not a whole lot of public history behind them, and I don't know where to go look to find it, I do appreciate someone, maybe not the candidate, but somebody letting us know, hey, this person is a sheep, you know, is a wolf in sheep's clothing or something like that.
And, yeah, I don't disagree. And I've said several times myself that I don't mind when someone, you know, tries to hold someone to account for a thing they've really done or said.
Right.
I think the thing that really bugs me is when they come back and they just completely fabricate a story around something that's not at all based in reality.
So important to the position.
There's that. And I think it's also a heck of a thing when they, you know, drag someone's family into it or go down roads that the person couldn't have controlled. It wasn't a part of their life.
But on the other hand, like Copper said, I do hope these candidates that are elected will do the right thing when it comes right down to it, that they'll, and you know, everybody can change. There's always hope that they can be better than they have been in the past.
Fair enough. All right. Paula, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in.
You're welcome.
And absolutely. I got another caller on line five. Robert, Phil Williams here. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Phil? I listened all Monday while everybody on the media roasted the police in Uvalde. And I hate to make this comment, but it's the truth. The Supreme Court ruled in the case of Warren versus District of Columbia that the police have no obligation to be heroic or to offer physical protection to the general public. If a cop helps you out, it's out of the goodness of his heart. He doesn't have to do anything. And so all we're left with, and this is why I oppose gun control, is self-defense. You have to defend yourself. Nobody else is going to do it. The police are not going to protect you.
Yeah, so Robert, two things there. Number one, I do believe in self-protection. The Castle Doctrine is certainly something that we rely on. I'm very pro-Second Amendment. The issue, though, of police not acting in the interest of the public, I don't think that case stood for that, really. I mean, it may have had some language that implied that there are ways out for in terms of, you know, having discretion on the scene. But the reality is those police undertake a duty. And when a public entity undertakes a duty, it has an obligation then to fulfill that duty. It can't step into a scene and then not follow through. It has to follow through. And so I think that's part of the difference here.
Well, we're going to find out what happens to the cops in Uvalde.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that even just public sentiment alone means a lot of those guys are going to find new jobs, but especially their leadership. The leadership is the one that held them back. I understand that some of the rank and file were ready to go through the door, and they were actually, one guy even apparently had his firearm taken away so that he wouldn't go in the door. I can't understand that at all. But anyway, Robert, thanks for the call, man. I'm heading into gun control right now, so stay tuned. All right. So listen, that's number two on the triple dipper. We spent a lot of time today on the elections, which rightfully we should, because that's been a big ticket item, if you will. But gun control right now, what has happened in D.C. drives me crazy, because what we're seeing unfold right now in Uvalde, Texas, has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. what we're seeing right now is that there was a, and it's I hate doing this. I hate to have to say, because I'm a huge supporter of law enforcement, but if they screwed up, they screwed up. And so we've got a situation right now where in Uvalde, Texas, the police did not follow through in a reasonable manner, it would appear. We're also seeing that there was not an SRO in the school, and the school doors may well have been unlocked. If all those things are true, then a bad guy had a gun, yes. But stopping the bad guy with the gun was very possible, and it wasn't done. And yet we're going to wind up seeing the entire nation now pay for it with a curtailing of Second Amendment rights through things being done in D.C. right now. Apparently 14 actually, Republicans joined with Democrats. It's the usual suspects. It's freaking Murkowski and Collins and Romney, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, who, you know, he goes back and forth between being in the center and being on the right. But they literally introduced this, you know, they had the framework, the bipartisan framework for gun control legislation. Well, it came into actual legislative act. They had the script of it. They introduced it Tuesday afternoon, and within 3 hours, they passed a procedural vote. That's called ramming it through. That's called we ain't playing. We're not going to give time for debate. We don't want the public to have a chance to really have an outcry. And so that procedural vote allows the bill to go forward. Well, the Republicans who joined gave it all it needed to get that procedural vote. So it now bypassed the filibuster. It moves forward. And what we're looking at is by the end of the week, they may well vote on things like, you know, oh, I don't know, something simple like increased background checks. Or how about spending tax dollars to incentivize states to pass red flag laws, which can eliminate due process? There's a lot of things about this that just really stink. But the very fact that they rammed that thing through on a matter involving constitutional liberties within 3 hours, that's unbelievable. I got a caller on line two. It looks like it's unrelated, but I'll go ahead and take it. Line two, Joe from Hartsel. Hey, Joe, Phil Williams here. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil. You had mentioned Perry Hooper a few minutes ago.
I did, yeah.
I think actually you were referring to Perry Hooper Jr.
I was.
Yes, and you wondered why he was actively campaigning for a person that was married to a Democrat man.
Yeah, and I'm having trouble hearing you. Your phone's kind of muffled. But yeah, my understanding is Perry Hooper Jr. went over to the state party and advocated on behalf of Wendy Draper in Senate 12.
Who is kind of suspect as to being a Republican or not, correct?
That's my understanding.
Yes, I can tell you, as a person that spent 51 years in Montgomery, I can tell you exactly why Perry Hooper Jr. did that. It benefited him financially.
Okay. Well, that's an allegation of illegality. What are we saying here?
Well, I know. I'm just saying causes that he gets paid for can be financed through government. I mean, it's benefiting him financially around the bend. I guarantee you.
Well,
51 years in Montgomery. I know what Perry Hooper Jr. is about.
Well, and that's okay. That's an opinion. Unless you've got something where you could say, here's the thing that he was brought up on charges for. I can't go down that road.
Knowledgeable opinion. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you're welcome to your opinion. I can't say that I've ever known Perry Hooper to be illegal in his behavior. I just can't help but wonder why he supported Wendy Draper.
You didn't spend 51 years in Montgomery, did you?
Joe, you got your opinion. But your opinion is based upon your opinion, all right? That's all your opinion is based on right now is your opinion. Until you bring out a document that says he did something illegal, there's no reason why I should let you stay on the air saying that someone is down there corrupt with graft and you know, is doing what they do only because they're lining their pockets. That's crap. So let's go ahead and make sure that your facts stay facts and your opinion stays opinion. Perry Hooper Jr. supported Wendy Draper, who has some questionable contacts and support of Democrat candidates. I wonder about that. The idea that we're going to say he did this week and line his pockets because everybody down there is corrupt because he spent 51 years in Montgomery. Lighten up, dude. All right. Moving on down. Gun reform. I'm number two in the triple dipper. Gun controllers, I'm calling it. Well, those Republicans joined with the Democrats, and here's what they got. First of all, keep in mind, red flag laws, they sound sexy. Oh, man, red flag laws. We're going to make sure people who shouldn't have guns don't have them. What does that mean? Who decides that? When do you get to say that that's the way it is? Well, we're going to do, you know, we're going to make sure we close that boyfriend loophole. What is a boyfriend loophole? Well, somebody who doesn't live in your house was threatening somebody. Well, I understand that there are bad things that happen because bad relationships with bad people can make bad things happen. I get that. I'm not saying it doesn't. What I'm saying is this. Right now, they are encouraging things like, if you've been convicted of a violent offense, all right, I get it. But they also want it if you've got a restraining order. Restraining orders are not a conviction. Restraining orders are a preliminary injunction against certain behavior in order to preserve the status quo. Restraining orders are not always after the fact. Restraining orders are sometimes preemptive because there's an allegation only. And it's designed to protect It's designed to protect the person who is the victim in a potential domestic abuse suit. It's very questionable when you start using allegations in a bad relationship that have not been subject to conviction as the grounds for curtailing a constitutional right. And I am not at all light when it comes to domestic abuse at all. Grounds for a whooping, grounds for taking someone out back and having, you know, wall to wall justice. But nonetheless, in the state legislature, you can ask Vocal, which is a victims' rights organization. I was very supportive of Vocal's efforts. But what I'm saying is this: the Constitution is the Constitution. And you cannot argue away someone's rights on the basis of an allegation. Red flag laws? Well, you know, they've got some mental instability. What does that mean? Well, they take medication. So what? It's well known that John F. Kennedy, when he was president of the United States, was taking antidepressants. Or was it anti-anxiety medication? Either way, the idea that someone is considered, you know, mentally unstable becomes very subjective. There are good and wonderful people who take a medication to help them because they have a chemical imbalance, but it does not mean at all they should have their rights curtailed. By the way, then you get into HIPAA. Who discloses this? Who makes it known? Do we have family members reporting on each other now? Do you have doctors violating HIPAA so they can turn this over to the feds? No. So your red flag laws, I got red flags waving in my mind right now about your freaking red flag laws. Copper, I am just going and going and going, and we bypass the break. Jump in there, girl. Take us to a break before I run out of time.
It's so fun when you get riled up.
Not as fun as hearing the camel at the first of the show, though. That's still the best. All right, folks, listen. I'm going to stay on this. Gun controllers, they're out there. And some of them call themselves Republicans. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I need to learn how to say that in multiple languages. What do you think, Copper?
Okay, practice.
Mangan im Dari. I'll do it in Dari. That'd be great. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. I'll do it in German. That'd be wonderful.
German.
I just why not? I speak a little German. I'll figure out how to say solid conservative and just plain right in multiple languages.
All right, let's hear it tomorrow.
By tomorrow? Okay. All right.
Maybe Friday.
Monday? Maybe, okay. Weekend? All right. But I am, by the way, this weekend, I am going to be somewhat consumed with time because this weekend is the lovely Charlene's birthday.
Ooh, nice.
So cannot forget that. Hey, honey, I know it's your birthday and I know in advance. That's great. I hope she heard me on the radio just now. So last night, I mean, on total aside here, this is like I hadn't planned on chasing this rabbit. But last night I was literally mowing grass in the dark because I didn't want to have to do it this weekend. And I also knew that it was going to be daggum 100 degrees today, which it is. What's the thermometer saying right now? You just announced the temperature, what, 99 a minute ago? What'd you say?
Yes. Oh, man.
That's smoking hot. That's like we're getting down to Africa hot at this point. But yeah, I had to mow grass last night and then called in the Jeff Poor Show, which took longer than I thought it would. And next thing I know, I am literally mowing grass in the dark going, am I on the same line right now? I think I am. And so this morning, the first thing I do, sun rises, I go out there and look. Oh, good. It all looks all right. So I didn't gouge the yard up. But that's so I can have the weekend, in part to do things with the lovely Charlene for her birthday. So there.
Excellent.
Yes. Maybe I'll take her to a gun range. Probably not. But anyway, nonetheless, it's. I think she's texting me right now. Is she ever texting me right now? She's probably saying something. Hang on a second. Grabbing the phone. I've got a text message. Yes, she heard her birth. Happy birthday, my sweet love. So yes, she heard her her birthday. Shout out. Hey, so I ran long last time. I'm just jabbering right now because I got only like 30 seconds before we go to the next break. My apologies for that. It's what happens when Phil Williams gets on a rant. So I got on a rant about gun control. Being a gun guy myself, I can just tell you that what's happening in D.C. is problematic. It's not just problematic in a little way. It's problematic in a constitutional way. I'm going to come back and tell you a few more things. I've got stories here lined up for the next half hour. You call in if you want to, though. Love to hear your thoughts on it. 866-494-9866. But yeah, I've got stories here from The Political Insider, from Breitbart, from USA Today, from the Epoch Times. And Charlene just texted me and said we're not going to gun range for her birthday. All right, there's that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, 4:35 PM right now. Go home time is upon you. Listen, if you are headed home, let me just suggest something to you. You might be thinking, what am I doing for dinner? I want something that I don't get at every other fast food place. I don't feel like waiting in the time it takes to get a sit-down menu. Just Love Coffee Cafe. There it is. That's not even subliminal. I'm just telling you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. They've got it going on, y'all. They've got not only do they have the great coffees, of course they do, it's Just Love Coffee Cafe, but they've got amazing food. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, they got the espressos, the lattes, the cappuccinos. They got the dry roast beans. They can go ahead and make you a light roast, dark roast, medium roast cup of coffee. They got all kinds of other drinks, including the cold coffees. But what I started off by saying a while ago is the food, yeah. Wraps, salads. You can have breakfast for dinner if you want it. They've got a lot of these things, like their hot sandwiches and their omelets are cooked in a waffle iron. How cool is that? Oh, man, the texture comes out great. The flavor. Just check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I've been to both. I like them both. Just good environment, great food. Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, I am into number two on the triple dipper, gun reform. Gun reform's underway right now. Why is it underway? Well, it's underway because they can. Remember the other day I did a segment where it was basically all about do something. Everything in D.C. is about do something. Got to show we're doing something. You know what? Sometimes wisdom, the better part of valor, might be not doing something. Maybe you don't have to do something because every time you do something, the second and third order effects on the average citizen is more exponential than what you'd intended. Article here on the Political Insider, dated yesterday, titled, Gun Reform is Just Another Word for Nothing Left to Lose. Points out the fact that liberals and squishy Republicans very often look at crisis as an opportunity to do things they wouldn't normally get a chance to do. You know, he references here in this article Rahm Emanuel, President Obama's first chief of staff, is famous for having said, well, he's famous for a lot of reasons, but he's famously had said, you never want to let a serious crisis go to waste. And what he means by that is an opportunity to do things. He even said this, actually, quote, and what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things you could not do before. Well, in the case of COVID, the article points out, it was a payoff for, you know, our safety in exchange for a loss of civil liberties in the form of lockdowns and forced vaccinations. Do what we want. We will take care of you, the government says. Or how about whittling away the Second Amendment now? deciding what kinds of firearms you're allowed to purchase and when and how many and whether you have to have a license for concealed carry. Well, he goes on to point out that these bipartisan reformers, they can overlook or ignore the Constitution because they've got a crisis. And the crisis gives them all the reason in the world to do something. Healthcare reform. It's a crisis of healthcare. So they got Obamacare in. That's how we get immigration reform, energy reform, drug law reform, gun law reform, election reform, reform. Well, sometimes do something is not the better part of valor. Well, I got a story here off of Breitbart, dated yesterday. Representative Andy Biggs, one of the more conservative members of Congress, says he expects the House gun controllers to, quote, go after ammo and ammo manufacturers. Yeah, I mean, they're going to listen. If they can't get around the Second Amendment, then they'll say the Second Amendment doesn't cover bullets. They will. They already think that it doesn't cover magazines. They do. Representative Andy Biggs spoke with Breitbart News about the current push for gun control in the House and warned us to be ready to see gun controllers, quote, go after ammunition and ammunition manufacturers. He noted a number of gun controls have been passed by the Democrat-controlled House. And even though those controls have not passed the Senate, he believes the House is going to continue to pass more. He went on to say, when you have no language to look at this framework, you know, it leads to infighting. So he was hopeful that the Senate thing was going to die, but apparently it did come out. It passed the initial procedural bill to be allowed to move forward. We'll see if all of the Republicans who bailed on us in the procedural vote. You could have killed another procedural vote. You have the control right now to do that with. You could have protected constitutional liberties from being infringed upon, but no, they had to do something. And so he notes right now that even John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, was booed Friday at a Texas GOP convention because he has been the one spearheading the so-called bipartisan framework for gun control. Well, so here's the thing. What does this bill contain? Well, USA Today, dated yesterday, has an article entitled Senate Gun Bill Includes Mental Health Funding, Enhanced Background Checks, and Closes the Boyfriend Loophole. All right, let me expand on this. I talked about it a little while ago, but those are your red flag laws. And enhanced background checks, that's just more invasiveness trying to get into your life. And the boyfriend loophole, that's that situation you've got where you've got to be careful. These very trendy sounding, harmless sounding names they give to them, the boyfriend loophole, there's going to be some times when I guess they probably would prevent a potential domestic violence issue with the boyfriend who doesn't live in the house. But what about the allegation from the mad, you know, alleged victim? I'll show you. I'll make a report. And they make the report, and then there's a restraining order. And then the restraining order or the protection from abuse order goes into effect on an allegation designed to protect the status quo, suddenly becomes also an infringement upon gun rights because D.C. is using your taxpayer dollars to fund states who will set these up and put them in place. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are legislatures, and I'm not even sure ours wouldn't do it, that will chase the money. Oh, there's money? What are we going to do? Oh, we can get that money for mental health. Oh, you'll put more money into our education. Oh, he'll help pay for more free and reduced lunches because God knows we won't take care of kids unless we bend to your liberal will in D.C. USA Today, though, says that what we're looking at right now on the floor of the Senate is the most significant gun control legislation in three decades. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters on Tuesday evening he supports the legislation, a move that could provide a path for other Republicans to back the bipartisan push. Well, they backed it enough to keep it moving. It's out there. I got a couple other things here. You know, one of the ones that's really striking is, let me step off. I'll get away from that bipartisan bill and just tell you some other things that are happening to watch out for. The Epoch Times, dated June 21st, yesterday. Epoch Times, Biden admin trying a backdoor ban on AR-15 rifles by blocking ammo production. See, they know that the vast majority of AR-15 style rifles, now they have some 9mm variants and things like that, but the vast majority of them are either a 223 or 5.56 caliber. Like the one that I've got is chambered for 5.56. You can also fire 223 through it. What that basically means, though, is if you can block the ammo that is most commonly used by a certain type of firearm, you are, in effect, backdoor blocking the firearm itself because it's useless without the ammo. I'm telling you what, man, I got to get into reloading. But anyway, here's the deal. Epoch Times reports, Republican lawmakers said the Biden administration is attempting to essentially ban AR-15 style rifles by banning commercial production of AR-15 ammunition at the Lake City Army Ammunition Plant in Missouri. Here's the deal. This factory is owned by the DOD, the Department of Defense. But the DOD does allow private firms to operate the facility and to produce 5.56 ammunition for AR-15s. And if they have overages based upon what the order is from the Department of Defense, they're allowed to sell it on the civilian market. Uh-huh. So when the Biden administration turns around and tells this factory, which is one of the largest suppliers of 5.56 ammunition out there, that they have to reduce their capacity, what they're effectively doing is reducing the civilian market for ammunition. Now, I will tell you this. If they do that, the solution is going to be that some free market, some capitalist enterprise is going to go ahead and say, all right, you're shutting it down with your DOD subsidized factory. Shoot, we'll build our own. We'll fill that market void. And that'll happen. Unless, of course, they go across the board and say, no more 5.56, can't have it. Or you can't sell more than 20 rounds at a time. But they do say this. Kind of significant here. The decision that is being talked about right now could result in the immediate termination of up to 500 highly skilled employees and undermine the facility's ability to hire and retain a skilled workforce that would be needed to then fulfill their contracts with the Department of Defense and would impact readiness. All right, while that's happening, separate article off of Fox News. Representative Matt Gaetz is blasting the IRS, this is dated yesterday, by the way, blasting the IRS and the Railroad Retirement Board and other federal agencies for stocking up on thousands of rounds of ammunition while civilians face shortages. I got a question. I'm with Gaetz on this one. He, in fact, his words were, call me old-fashioned, but I thought the heaviest artillery an IRS agent would need would be a calculator. He said, I imagine the IRS in green eye shades and cubicles not busting down doors and emptying Glock clips on fellow Americans. He said, it's troubling that in 2022 alone, the IRS spent $725,000 on ammunition. The IRS. He said, so here's the Biden plan. Disarm Americans, open the border, empty the prisons, but rest assured they'll still collect your taxes and they need $725,000 worth of ammunition apparently to get it done. And he talked about the fact that even the Railroad Retirement Board and other federal agencies who you would not think would have to be armed are stockpiling ammunition. I find that to be questionable. He said there's a report that over a 10-year period, the IRS actually stockpiled $11 million worth of ammunition. Oh, my gosh. All right, Copper, take us to the last break of the day. We will come back and wrap things up. We've had a big one. Election aftermath and gun controllers. Once again, I didn't even get to national insecurity. And I'm hanging on to it because it's a good topic. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, let me step off to the side here for a second and remind you guys, the folks at ZLA Solutions, those are friends of mine. I know them personally, and I know what it means to have a job, all right? like all of you, I've had moments where I was between jobs. I've had times when, you know, I was looking at whether or not I still liked the job that I had. And I've been working since I was, 15, and pretty much nonstop. And a lot of times with multiple jobs at one time. Well, listen, if you're looking for work right now, it's out there. And ZLA Solutions is one of the best at putting people and jobs together. So if you're looking for a job personally, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama, good ones. I mean, the other day I was talking to them, I was over at their offices, and they said they had just posted a new set of jobs at $17 an hour, with benefits, I believe. But they've also got the opportunity to help you if you're an employer. If you're an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need people, they can do it, man. That's their bread and butter. I mean, they can help you with all kinds of business case solutions. They can do things like logistics and, you know, quality control and sorting and containment and all that kind of stuff. But and also the bread and butter, man, is finding the workforce that you need, the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. They can do that for you. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. That's their goal in life, is to make your business better. Check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, listen. Number two in the Triple Dipper has been gun controllers. Don't take this lightly, because let's say, for instance, you're not a big gun user yourself. Maybe you only go hunting and you're not too worried about your shotgun. Maybe you've never been a big fan of firearms. You don't own one. Okay. Do you like your First Amendment freedom of speech? Do you like your Fourth Amendment rights to due process? Do you like your constitutional rights to vote? What are you talking about, Phil? We're talking about guns. No, we're talking about constitutional liberties. We're talking about rights. If they can curtail one, they can curtail any of them. And if we stand idly by and let it happen, then we've just abdicated potentially all of them. And there's a reason why the very First Amendment dealt with the freedoms of speech and religion and the freedom of the press. There's a reason why we have rights of assembly and the ability to speak to our own government. There's to seek redress when our government infringes upon our liberties. And I'm going to tell you right now, the government that is willing to blow that off and move past it in order to get what the government needs is not a government, it's a tyranny. We've got to make sure that we don't, not for a second, take one of these rights as, that one doesn't affect me. They all affect you. Because the day that we stop caring about it is the day that we have laid down and allowed whatever's going to happen next to begin and start rolling through all of our constitutional rights. Then the First and the Second, the Third, the Fourth, the Fifth Amendments, they're all beginning to fall by the wayside. Being a little dramatic? Not really. Because the first thing they've got to do is make sure you don't have the ability to speak back, fight back, or do anything that they find objectionable. When they set up red flag laws, all that is a cheap end run because they know they can't handle the legal fight that it would take to actually get through with changing by the way, if they literally want to repeal the Second Amendment, then just go ahead and show the brass it takes to get it done. There are, in fact, means by which you can amend the Constitution, but they don't want to do that. It's too hard. You know, let's take the cheap way out. What do? Oh, I know. Let's decide that we know better who's allowed to have a gun by virtue of their, mental health, red flags, things that become very subjective, and they're literally up to someone's opinion as to what should or should not be allowed. When you do that, folks, I'm just telling you, you have allowed your liberties to fall by the wayside so that you can have a little more security. And that is when liberty begins to go away. All right. There's a final rant. That was like an extra monologue. Listen, you guys have a great night. Coming up tomorrow, we got all kinds of stuff. Copper and I back here at 2 o'clock. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Have a great night.